here's a story from The World.
Canada needs more immigration to keep growing. That is the official word from Ottawa. But the pandemic and all those border restrictions have been getting in the way. Last year, immigration to Canada fell by half. So now the Canadian government is allowing temporary residents to apply for permanent residency, people who normally would not qualify. Reporter Anita Elash has more from Toronto.
Arjan Van Damme and his family first came to Canada from Holland 6 years ago on an extended tourist visa.
We just came for 6 months. We looked into it and we said, you know what, it's an amazing country.
Van Damme got a job managing the Canadian division of a Dutch company that supplies equipment to greenhouses in the Niagara fruit and wine growing region. The plan was to stay here permanently, but pretty soon he discovered it wasn't that simple.
I didn't have enough points.
Immigration applications are processed on the basis of points. He had some points in his favor to get permanent residence status. He had a great job and 3 of his 5 children were born in Canada. Points against him, he never finished high school.
Some people, they learn easy at school. Other people, they don't. I'm just super practical. When I usually see things, I can do it. And that got me all the way into Canada. But there is no value for that.
The new program is open to 90,000 people like Van Damme, who didn't qualify under previous rules. It includes international students and temporary workers with little education who are already in Canada doing unskilled jobs such as cashiers and janitors. Immigration Minister Marco Mendicino said on Canadian public television that allowing them to stay will accelerate Canada's post-pandemic economic recovery.
We're embracing an argument that economists have long made, which is that, yes, of course, we want an immigration system that welcomes highly educated, highly experienced newcomers. But there are also a number of other newcomers who possess a range of skills that are required.
Before the pandemic, Canada's population was growing faster than any other G7 country. Nearly all of that growth came from immigration. Andrew Agopsawiz is a senior economist with the Royal Bank of Canada. He says the country needs those immigrants to make up for the fact that Canadians are getting old fast.
Lots of people are retiring, especially people with lots of experience and skills. It's difficult to replace those people.
If immigration levels remain low, Agopsawiz says Canada would have trouble paying for its social programs.
In order to maintain the level of service that we promise elderly going into the next 10 years, we need to have strong labor force growth. And I think immigration is really the only way to maintain it.
The Canadian government says the new program recognizes the contribution of immigrants who worked essential unskilled jobs during the pandemic. Immigration experts say it also represents a huge one-time opportunity for tens of thousands of foreign students who came to Canada hoping their Canadian degree would earn them permanent status. Students like Faustina Boadu.
Oh, it's going to make a huge difference, a big difference in my life.
Canada welcomes hundreds of thousands of international students every year, 641,000 in 2019. But only about one quarter find work in their field and earn the right to stay permanently. Others go home or stay on temporary work permits. One internal government report found that even in pre-pandemic times, most foreign students were stuck in unskilled jobs and earned half as much as Canadian college grads.
Honestly, I don't even wish this for my enemy. It's tough. It is hard. Like, I am losing my mind.
Boadu was a nurse back home in Ghana. She moved to Canada in 2015 to earn a degree as a dental hygienist. She expected that would earn her the right to stay for good, but it didn't.
Nobody explains anything. And for me, coming to like a new country, I didn't know anybody. I didn't know like nothing. So I did everything on my own. I just applied for the course, not knowing that there was going to be this challenge.
Boadu managed to get a temporary work permit that allows her to stay in the country, but it ties her to a low-wage job as a personal support worker in a nursing home. She has a 2-year-old son who was born in Canada. She says she barely earns enough to pay a babysitter when she has to go to work.
It's affecting my job. It's affecting me mentally. It's affecting my son. Because if my mental health is not in a good state, I feel like it's going to affect my child.
Boadu said that if she gets her permanent resident card now, she'll be free to go back to school to qualify for better-paying, more skilled work. Her husband, who runs a business in Ghana, will also be allowed to join her. For The World, I'm Anita Elash in Toronto. From PRX.